Right?
Yeah.
Stuart's album's coming out soon that I produced, and Lexi did the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. By the Slice, August 24th, 2020, on all the platforms.
All the platforms.
Every platform. Try ones. And find a platform it's not on. I dare you.
I dare you. Go to Friendster. That's not a platform.
We kind of kept this whole album production in the family, hey?
I know. We really do. We really do. I refuse to work with anybody else. When she does this thing, her hand on her neck, I mean, she feels pleased.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You pick up on that body language.
I'm a big body language guy.
Yeah.
Call me Kylie Minogue. That's a Kylie Minogue reference. She had an album called that. I wish I could make more magic references to ingratiate you. I wanted to know.
Don't even try.
Do you? I was trying to look up. Cause remember how there was that kid called World of Warcraft Greatest Freakouts, and it was like. He got mad and tried to shove a remote control up his ass and all this stuff.
No.
Oh man, it was like a viral series of videos where this little kid would film his brother secretly lose his mind while playing World of Warcraft.
Oh right, okay, yeah.
And he'd like break his keyboard. I didn't know that was like part of like a whole like series. I even just see it like in like people's videos where they'd be like, check out this freak.
Yeah. But then I think at a certain point it started to become successful, so I think he started faking them. But the first one I think is real, where his little brother puts a camcorder in his room. Camcorder. Fucking years. And then
beeps his pager.
Yeah, he beeps his pager. His big cell phone. I don't know. And then
Palm Pilot. Just naming things now.
I like it when you name stuff. The Palm Pilot was doomed because it had the little wand that everyone probably lost. What do you do when you lose little wand?
A stylus?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
But it was like before the internet, so it was like, what do you even do?
Right? Can't Google it.
It makes Tetris more fun, maybe. I don't know. Snake.
But what were you talking about with the World of Warcraft guy?
So then he knew that his older brother was going to have his World of Warcraft privileges taken away, so he quickly hit a camera in his bedroom. And then ran out of the room, and then his brother ran in and like spun around tearing his clothes off and then tried to shove a remote control up his ass. And
what?
That was it, really.
Okay.
It went viral. It was like one of the first viral YouTube videos.
I don't remember the part about shoving a controller up his ass, but I do remember the kid like bouncing on a mattress sort of like and ripping his clothes
and
off.
Screaming.
In anger.
One of my favorite
ones. And I totally understood.
I do this.
Right, exactly.
It was funny. There's one where he's playing his dad's really expensive Fender Strat and his little brother's filming. He's like, shouldn't be doing that. Dad's going to get mad at you. And now he's just trying to make him mad because he knows if he makes him mad, he'll smash it. But the riff he's playing is so bad, and it's like the guitar player in my band learned it and always sound checks with it. Such a deep cut.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then the other best one is there's one where he's trying to vacuum and his mom's yelling at him to vacuum, and then it just stops. And then his mom yells at him to continue. He's like, I'm trying, it's fucking broken. Then he smashes it. And then his dad chases him outside, and then he's running outside, and then a dog attacks him. Nothing to do with anything.
Wow.
What?
I didn't know there was a whole series.
There's like 20 of them. You got a tattoo
it's like
recently?
A sitcom? You're on season 8 of...
Yeah. Well, after Entourage.
Honey, I smashed the fender.
Yeah, he smashed the fender.
And
the
stuck
vacuum.
It up my ass, I guess.
It's a season finale. That was during Sweeps Week.
Well... No, I was never big into World of Warcraft.
but you like League of Legends, right?
No.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
What was the game you told me?
Dota 2.
Oh,
totally
sorry.
Totally different, okay? I know they're both MOBAs, but, you know, come on, man.
Alexi used to play Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Used to? What happened?
Well.
Should I tell him?
Yes, you
should. She went through a breakup, and the guy took the cards with him in a divorce.
Jesus. Wow. Were they your cards, or do you both have them together?
Some of them were mine. Some of them were hand-me-down from his, but I did buy my own.
When was this? What year?
This has got to be like 4 years ago.
He wants to know which characters we're talking about.
Well, I'm just wondering what... Yeah. nothing about the boyfriend or anything. Yeah, like that. Just straight to the cards. Yeah. And but did you play a lot or just a little bit or just?
I honestly have only ever played with him and like his friends. So
okay.
But pretty sad, anyways.
Why is it sad?
I want to look at the things that I had. I want to remember. I wanna feel the nostalgia.
Gone. I get it.
Yeah, you know, I like want to flip through the cards and feel the way I did when I played them.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fair enough.
Feels good to shuffle some nicely sleeved cards. You know, draw that opening hand. Boom. Be on the play. No mull. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
I have a follow-up because last time I was on this podcast, I talked to you about how I had all these magic cards, right? Yeah. I was trying to get rid of.
Yep.
So I sorted through a bunch of them. I used to have like 27 commander decks. I got down to 6, right? Yep. Just went through all this stuff, right? Went to card shop, sold a bunch of stuff. $5,000.
Wow.
Oh my God. What?
Hell yeah. And that's not even the stuff that I was like, my most expensive stuff I still held on to.
Holy.
Yeah.
Because I think like sports trading cards have depreciated in value. I don't think they like are relevant now.
Really?
I don't think so.
I found like a big binder of like baseball cards at Value Village for like $2.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
I think they were valuable at a point and then now no one cares and now they're just not, it's... They have no value now because.
What did you even ever do with sports cards?
I think you
look
just...
at them. Ugh. I think that's it. First off, sports. Right? I mean,
I can't believe you don't love sports.
And then you can't even do anything with them. Just a waste of cardboard.
These could be magic cards.
Yeah. Well, now that I actually got cash, good cash for those cards, yeah. I'm like all high and mighty about it. You know?
Yeah.
People are like, oh, waste of time, waste of cardboard. Da, 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 da. Boom.
Exactly.
How's this look? You still have a check that says $5,000 just to show those people?
Yeah. How much those Beanie Babies were?
Nothing. Yeah, you fucking loser. I would love if someone who collects Beanie Babies is making fun of someone who collects magic cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I always make fun of wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm such a magic nerd that I feel like I can make fun of people who are into wrestling and we're like on the same level. Sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know the name Sebastian Wibmer?
No.
Because he was just busted for cheating at Magic the Gathering tournament.
Oh, boom.
What? How do you cheat?
That's why the future is online, I think. Everyone's going to be playing the last Worlds, Magic Worlds. They just imported everything into Magic Arena and just had everyone play on the computer, which is great because the rules are enforced and it's finally like watchable because... It takes forever to shuffle, and the players, when they're doing on it, and they have this thing where they have their handful of cards, and they keep flicking the cards and shuffling them because they think their opponent is like you know, counting cards in their hand or something.
Oh.
It's super annoying. There's all sorts of tricks that people go
to. I thought it was
to.
Like a psych out.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
Like, I heard someone told me that Smash Brothers... what's it called? Tournaments. Mm-hmm. They have rules that you have to wear like deodorant because people would get super stinky as a way to psych out their opponent.
Yeah.
Right? Because you have to play kind of close to them.
Yeah.
So they would just not bathe for however long and just be a stinky mess.
I gotta say, so, that would really work on me. That would really psych me out.
Yeah.
You could do that in Magic. I saw a guy do that at one of the big tournaments. It was pretty crazy. He was like, because
really?
Like, between games, he was like just chatting to his opponent, right?
Yeah.
Just casually, like during the sideboard, which is when you like, you know, swap a few cards out during the match or whatever. And he's talking all friendly, da 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 da. And then he goes, "Judge, my opponent's taking too long to sideboard."
Oh,
Him. Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, what a dickhead move.
Especially yeah.
because it totally like psychs you out for the next game. You thought you're playing against some nice guy and then he's just a total asshole.
Wait,
amazing.
I have a question about the computer one though. Is like the games are based on what cards you have, so how do you prove what cards you have for the online version?
Well, you just make an account, and then there's no way to take your physical cards. And
I thought maybe you scanned them, and then they were approved, and it's like, okay, you do have these cards. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And that would be a lot of scanning. A lot of cards. Still got that foil Raphelos. Huh?
No one says you don't.
If anyone's out there looking for it. Foil Raphelos from Urza's Destiny.
How much is that one worth?
I don't know.
Well, you'd never sell it, so.
Well, you can't find one for sale. Try finding one for sale.
I will.
That's crazy.
It's too hard. How cool is that, eh? Straight out of Rutland, baby.
Straight out of Rutland. Yeah. I want to know, I hear you're the bad boy of Twitter. I want to know about these beefs you have with these nerdist comedians.
I did get into a Twitter beef many years ago with Chris Hardwick over the audio quality of a podcast.
See, and now he's been canceled. So the moral right. of the story is don't fuck with Stuart.
Yeah, exactly. And then I made it my entire, you know, and then I brainwashed his ex and all this sort of. No, it was funny to, because that's a weird thing to get into a fight about, yeah. right? Like podcast audio quality.
Yeah. Like you were, it was like subpar for you.
Here's the thing. He was a guest on a podcast called Star Talk Radio with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Right?
Okay.
Whoa.
And so I was listening to that, but the whole like podcast episode, it was like a bad upload. Mm-hmm. Like even the like pre-cut bits at the beginning where they do like the commercial thing and stuff, like you could hear right from the beginning that it was just grainy quality, right?
Okay.
And then when it got to the interview part, I couldn't hear what anyone was saying. So here's the thing. This is why Twitter stinks so much, right? trying to get off
everyone has a voice.
I just replied to like the tweet that's and with the episode because everyone's tagged in it, right? And I said, like, the audio quality on this one is garbage. What happened? And who replies? Chris Hardwick. And he was like, oh, you shouldn't say it's garbage. You know, he was saying, I should have been better in my approach.
Okay,
right?
I should have
said, like, maybe the mics were off. Big fan. Or so. That's what he said. you know, some shit like that. And then I said, oh, why don't you go back to watching reruns of Big Bang Theory, right?
Ooh.
Which is some serious, you know, that's like I'm respecting him as a nerd, right? That's a nerd on nerd insult, you know? That's the gatekeeping thing. Like, you're just a phony. How many magic cards do you have in your basement?
People do say he's not a real nerd, so that he's probably really offended you said that.
Yeah, well, maybe. I thought he would come back with something clever, but he just called me a douche.
Oh.
Oh,
it's like, come on, man.
You tapped out.
Yeah. It wasn't fun.
You didn't want to spar with Stuart.
So
sparring with Stuart is the name of this episode.
Okay, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, don't mess. But no, I try not to do any of that.
It doesn't feel good, even if you're winning. For me, anyway.
Yeah. I think I can see it's slowly been driving people crazy, you know, all the social media. And now some people are just full on insane.
It is kind of weird that we're living in a world now where somebody who's done nothing in their life can go directly to the president and be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's never happened before.
Yeah.
The least powerful person in the world can call the most powerful person in the world like a loser.
And then it's on the news, and you're like, what?
Because the president will definitely respond.
Oh, my God, will he?
Yeah, because when I grew up playing all those video games, like, the anonymous internet of, like, you know, people who just hurl slurs and death threats at each other because it's part of the game,
it
right?
It is part of the game.
You know, like, in Dota 2, If you have a feeder on your team, you do want them to die in real life. And you will tell them. You'll be like, you know?
Yeah.
So those emotions happen. But then somehow, Twitter is like real people plus those people put together, and that was never supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And that's why real people are like, oh, I said this, and I got death threats, and it's like, yeah, that's how the internet works.
It's always been like that. Internet's not fair. I'm not the first to say it. I mean, it's like, even like you're a gamer, if you're too good at a game, someone will threaten your life.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
yeah.
swat your ass. You know what swatting is?
No.
It's part of the game.
It's where they call a SWAT team on your house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have heard of this, actually. Oh, my God.
Like, if you do that to someone, you are realizing that you are ruining your own life also, right? Because people must get busted for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, it's worth it. I'm really mad while I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm definitely.
This is like what you were saying at the beginning, nerd rage, yeah. right? Sometimes you'll rip your clothes off and try to shove something up
There's
your
two
ass.
Two ways of handling this.
Yeah. Other times you'll try to get someone killed by the cops. That's why you got to keep a low profile, I think.
Yeah. The people who swat people, they like. I wonder if there's people who got away with it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
What?
That's, probably.
Yeah.
Like,
now, you just hide your own identity, right? And
it just seems like it should be able to be found out.
Probably, but I'm sure some people have gotten away with it.
That's amazing. That person's probably like a god on the message boards. Maybe God on the message boards is a title.
Yeah.
Nah, I like sparring with Stuart.
Can it be like one of those like slash?
Okay,
titles,
all right.
Or like
yeah,
one
yeah.
like in brackets?
Yeah. We like to try and figure out the
title. I don't want to get this idea that I'm out for arguments with people on social media,
no,
though.
I, think
I don't do that.
Into,
I try
I think
to.
They assume you're into boxing.
Boxing?
Sparring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah.
Not into boxing.
Didn't even get the reference. I was like, what? I don't get
you're
it.
You're like putting things in boxes? I don't, like, he literally doesn't even know what boxing
yeah.
is.
December 26th?
I want to hear about all the crimes you've committed.
All of them?
Yeah.
All of them? No, I do have
Short
a funny...
Short episode.
I have a funny story about a time I broke the law. You asked me about a time I broke the law. Now, I haven't broken the law many times.
Okay.
You can tell by my big googly glasses. But there was this one time, here's what was happening. I was driving, and there were three vehicles in front of me, right? Two lanes, and the light turns red, and the two cars, they just stop normally, as they should, right? But there's this, like, truck, smaller truck behind him, and he hasn't noticed that the light is turned. He was looking away, and he tried to change lanes, like, right before the intersection. So he goes to change lanes, realizes that the light is, you know, that every traffic has stopped, and he manages to wedge himself between the two vehicles.
Whoa.
Like, there's two vehicles stopped like this, and he goes, he's trying to change lanes, and he's like, arr! And then just, and wedges himself in between these two, right?
No Whoa. Way.
And so, and then I was, like, behind that, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit, and, you know, you're supposed to hang around when that happens. But I had just bought a bunch of weed, and it was still legal at the time. So I was like, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Good luck.
No one was hurt. I could tell. And you don't need witnesses when you hit two people's vehicles.
Yeah.
They can all be like, this dumbass.
Yeah. The guy's you know? Stuck between us still? That's yeah. the culprit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
man.
So that was my big crime. Ugh. Besides that.
Is that illegal to, like...
Hit two people's cars?
No, to like leave.
I think it's
around?
You know
it's
you're supposed
upon.
To, especially if it looks like people are actually hurt. But the way this was just it was comical.
I would say I've never stopped for any of the car accidents I've seen.
Oh,
I've seen quite a few. I was with you once, I think. Didn't we see one in Starbucks? Like,
did we?
We were walking there with Pedro, and I think a car rear-ended another one, and we were like, that sucks, into Starbucks, iced venti Americano, please.
I don't think I was there.
Okay.
Because I always, like, I'm so nosy, I just want to stick around and, like, what happened? What's going on? I like, saw a guy get, like, hit by a bike, or get hit. A guy hit a bike on 7th and, like, near Canby.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I was like, whoa! Pulled over the car. I, like, stuck around, like, longer than anyone else. I'm like...
You're like, do it again!
Wow. Was the guy okay?
Yeah, he was okay. It was the bike's fault. It was... I was right the first time where I said, like, the guy kind of got hit by the bike. But, like, the bike, like, pulled out in front of a car and, like... Like they were like going like that, and he just like went up over the windshield, but it was the bike's fault. It was stupid.
Okay.
If I hit a cyclist in a car, I would be so scared of the cyclist because those people are vicious.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Cyclists are. I used to live like just overlooking Great Northern Way there, right? And there's like that bike lane that's also like a pedestrian lane.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And I've seen like so many cyclists just scream at people, you know?
Oh, they're dicks.
Because like someone will be walking and they're talking on their phone and they're kind of like walking a little zigzaggy. And this person's on their bike and they don't want to go like this for a second and a half, right? So they'll just like blow right by them and be like, what the fuck, lady? And you're whoa, like, Jesus.
It's
like,
so, yeah.
Cyclists are vicious.
Oh, you know what, they're terrible.
I think I'm a pedestrian version of that because I get really annoyed when people are walking one direction but looking another way and they almost walk into me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I let them walk into me. Like the hallways of high school.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Really?
You can't do it anymore though. Now
this guy, I was walking on this is years ago. This dude was walking out of a club with his girlfriend. And he was looking at her, and I just let him walk into me, and then we like hit shoulders, and we were walking away, and he went, "Bro," and I went, "Look the direction you're walking," and I yelled that right in front of his girlfriend. Oh, it's like when my mom saw a guy throw something out his window, and she went, "Litter bug." It's like she's mad, but the thing she's saying is so like innocuous. You know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I yelled at somebody for littering in a drive-thru not too long ago.
Tell this story. This is a good story.
I was like leaving my friend Coral's house. Shout out to Coral. I feel like she gets shouted out.
She
in, like,
does.
Every
I'm not
going to
bring up her tawdry past with you.
Yeah.
She
so
broke her tailbone.
Yeah. So I'm like in the drive-thru at A&W and I see a truck in front of me and this guy's got like a bag full of garbage and he throws it out. And I don't know where I got the courage for this, but I just rolled down my window and I was like, hey, that's disgusting. I just kind of kept doing it until he was like, what? And I'm like, you littered, man.
Wow.
And he's like, what? And I'm like, pick it up. And he got out and picked it up.
Well, you're very intimidating. I would too.
I don't even know like what came over me because I wouldn't normally do something like that. I'd just be like, jerk. But
you know, I don't know what's more scary: somebody who's always mad being mad at you, or someone like you who's always in a good mood being furious with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you let it out, eh? For litter.
That was the moment. You got to save the planet. Save the planet.
Yeah. 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 Man, just wait till you see what happens when you don't recycle in front of her. Still have scars.
Oh shit! I don't think I have any crazy like freak out moments like that.
I do hypotheticals in my head a lot of what
sure
would happen. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Do you do that with crowds where you're like, man, if someone ever yells this at me, I'm gonna get them with this.
No, I don't think so. No, I've never like planned it beforehand like that. Like I don't, you know, with the straight out of Rutland shirt. And you know, if they say Rutland sucks, I'll be like, where are you from? Glen Rosa? Yeah. Fucking nailed it. Yeah.
Stuart nailed it.
Yeah, whatever people say. I'm hip, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I love the shirt. I love it, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
I need to get a straight out of Richmond shirt.
Oh, yeah. This is like a first edition straight out of Rutland shirt, too.
Okay.
Is this your own personal merch?
No.
Or is this just...
No. Oh. It's part of the Rutland brand family. Like now people have it on their trucks and stuff. Like you go around Rutland and it'll say straight out of Rutland, like this sort of thing. It was a decal in the back of a truck. There was this guy I knew in high school. He got like Rutland tattooed on his back. Like his whole back.
Oh no.
So badass.
I like the commitment though.
But hey, I did the whole circuit. Rutland Elementary, Rutland Middle, Rutland Senior.
Yep.
Bam, bam, bam.
You're a gold star Rutlander.
Yeah, I know the Rutland families.
Okay.
You know, the crime families or whatever.
Wow.
I've stolen from unlocked cars before. That's another time I broke the law.
What have you stolen?
Oh,
I love this stuff.
Yes.
And mostly change, I think.
Okay. But what did you spend the change on?
One time my friend, there was this car, and it was unlocked, and the only thing in it was a portfolio with the guy's like resumes. So my friend stole the guy's resume. I'm like, what are you going to do with those? He's like, I don't know.
Get a job?
I know we're robbing out of people's cars, but dick, move. Yeah. Like, come on.
That's like that John Mulaney joke about how he had that friend when he was younger who would steal framed photos from people's house. And he just had a room in his in like a secret room in his house that was just lined the walls with all these photos he's stolen. And Mulaney is like, why would you steal that? And he's like, because it's irreplaceable.
Fucking dark.
Yeah. That is very dark.
Yeah.
I used to steal the ends off of cars.
Really?
Ooh.
Like the hood decals? Decals?
The little, the N, the novice driver.
Oh, like, N. I thought you were saying the end.
Ends? Oh, yeah. Just a bunch of bumpers.
So badass, yeah.
That would be crazy badass if you started doing that. That's just a bunch of BMW decals in your room.
Hey, lady, what are you doing with that bumper? Nothing.
I collect them.
Uh-huh. I used to definitely like collect like hubcaps when I was like 10 or 11 because I thought they were valuable. No, not like off of cars, but like they'd fall off of cars and you pick it up. You'd like, this might be worth money.
Crash so you could get the hubcap. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you save them forever and then sell them for $5,000?
Huh? I wish I could have that type of turnaround.
Depends on the hubcap.
Yeah. Remember the first one I ever found? I was like, wow.
You know what's so funny? My parents just told me this thing they do that's kind of like this. They like going to friends' places for Christmas and stealing Christmas ornaments off their tree. And they pick one, and they never admit it, and they try to pick the most nostalgic one.
Oh, wow.
It's like the irreplaceable.
Yeah. So they're kind of – and their goal is that – and then they put it on the tree at home. And their goal is that they get busted and then go, yeah, have it back. We did take that.
Oh, I love that.
That's a good game.
That is a fun game.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
But then, of course, if no one notices, you keep it forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the idea of them taking one they don't even like, but it just looks really important.
Yeah. Like they would definitely recognize like it if they came over.
Like a kindergarten clay thing.
With their a child's face.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Little tiny like hand print.
Yeah.
Kid's hand. Some sprayed baby shoes or whatever.
Just a birth certificate.
And they used to do that. Macaronis. Used to like bronze or copper shoes.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm impressed when little kids have better shoes than me, like little Air Jordan 1s. And it's like, those are expensive, especially since babies grow so quickly.
Yeah.
They grow right out of those J1s. Those are probably expensive, right?
They're probably always in pretty good condition, you know, because they've only been worn for like 3.5 weeks.
So what you're saying is you could resell them on Craigslist pretty good, right?
I mean, I don't know, like not magic card.
Okay, people buy Craigslist magic cards. That's a common thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't. I got a lot of stuff off Craigslist. You know what's funny? Got all the apartments I lived in Vancouver off Craigslist. Yeah. Tons of free furniture off Craigslist. All this other stuff off Craigslist. I don't think I would trust magic cards on Craigslist.
Yeah. All the other stuff on an apartment?
Yeah. When it comes to living somewhere, I trust that. But if someone was like cheap magic cards, I'd be like, this is a scam.
Yeah, it's going to be a scam. Yeah. Someone has a color printer at home. I almost got scammed on one of those Craigslist apartment things where it's like, thank you. Where it's like just a fake apartment.
Yeah.
And I realized it when I was going back and forth in the email. I was like, this person can't speak English at all.
Oh, no. It's like
suspicion number one. Not saying that wouldn't happen in Vancouver, no, but it was like, they kept being like, just come send me payment. You can pick up the keys. And it was like real pushy. You
know? Ooh.
The first place when I moved to Vancouver, I was taking a risk maybe because it was a Craigslist ad and everything was written in all caps.
Oh, yeah, they're mad.
And then the guy only like responded at like 2 or 3 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
But it ended up being okay. It turns out he was like living in Asia at the time.
Okay.
And then the caps is just because he was a crazy person.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
He was just an insane guy. But the place worked out okay.
I like the idea of being like, time to write an email. Caps lock?
Yeah. it's got the same effect as like typing everything in lowercase to me.
Yeah.
Even worse, because it's just confusing to look at. Just like,
lowercase just looks uneducated to me.
Yeah.
Like some people, if they send you an email and their name's in lowercase,
they
just look dumb to me for some reason.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't capitalize my name in an email or they spell it wrong, it's the same thing. And I'm like,
people must fuck your name up all the time.
They do. Well, in emails, and I don't get it because my name is right there in the email. You know?
It's weird when you get your name spelled wrong on Facebook, something like, and you're like, It's right there, and it prompts if you, you know, it's trying to tell you, you know, like you should know. There's so many indications you spelt it wrong.
Yeah,
oh, exactly.
They miss all of them.
They don't have time for that.
But
you must get it all the time because there's so many different spellings of your name.
Yeah.
No, there's only two.
You're right. People screw up the spelling of my name, even when they're spelling it Kevin. They'll put K-E-V-E-N.
That's...
You're a stupid person. You're just a stupid person.
Who even spells their name that way?
No one!
That's like, I've never even heard of that.
The only other spelling I've seen is someone put K-H-E-V-I-N.
Wow.
Kevin. Such disdain.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, you're friends with fucking dickheads.
Like, what are they trying to assume? You know? They're like, there's no way it's regular just Kevin. This guy. I bet there's an H in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I get people like changing my name entirely. Like they'll go like Alexa, Alexis. I'm like, that's not what it is. Yeah. Alexandra I got once.
Mark.
I'm like, how would you even assume this?
Yeah, that is weird. It just feels lazy.
It is lazy.
I judge people on stuff like that. If they're like, because I like... It seems like you care more if you went back to at least look.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that you actually change someone's entire name.
Maybe they're just suggesting it.
Yeah. Maybe it should be this instead.
You could use an S on the end of your name. I've always thought that.
Yeah. Maybe there should be more than one of you.
Alexis.
I think your name needs more Y's and X's. You know? Do you ever get an extra Y or something? There's no Y in your name.
No, there's none, but I do get the Y's.
You get the Y's in there, right?
I get the Y's all the time. Yeah. I get the I-E. I get the E-I, the Russian spelling. Alexei.
Oh, okay.
I get a lot of people who like meet me over email and then meet me in person expect me to be male, which
Alex.
They think you're a stone-cold Russian man. Yeah.
That is how I describe Alexi. You, to be honest.
That is my email tone.
Yeah.
Although Johnson, though.
Yeah. That's pretty confusing.
It's not very Russian.
Yeah.
Johnson. As a Jones, we're mortal enemies.
Oh, yeah. We are constantly in battle.
I'm glad I'm sitting between you two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hate just for that fight to break out.
They come first in the phone book, and they think they're so cool.
Well,
burying the Joneses under the Johnsons. Just ugh.
But I think we both collectively can agree that we dislike the Johansons.
The what?
Johansons.
Johansons. Yeah. Who do you think you are? All your extra syllables and shit, you know. Jones, really? Oh, Johnson. Oh, yeah. Johansson.
Could also be Johansson if you want to be extra pretentious.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Stuart.
Yeah.
Your album that I produced, what do you remember about making it? I remember you and I got drunk when we edited it.
What do I remember about making it? I remember it was the greatest night of my life. No, I mean, it was fun. We got to rent the place out. You know, I'm just glad I got to do a big headlining set and finally, like, get something out there.
You deserve to headline all the time. You're so funny.
Well, I wanted to do, like, it's so difficult in Vancouver. You can't find anywhere to do, like, a 45-minute if you're not signed with Yucks, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's just so many comics and blah, 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 blah. So,
yeah.
So I'm glad I got to do that.
Yeah.
Get it all done and everything. But yeah, it was fun.
It was a good cool. Night. It was like.
Your laugh is on there a lot.
So is Yumi's.
And Yumi's, yeah.
So is yours.
Yeah. That's one of the fun things about it is because I've listened to it so many times, I can hear distinct laughter from people in the audience, you know?
Yeah. You know what's funny I realized is. The Zoom recorder I use, there's a capsule mic that's on the actual unit, and I accidentally recorded that, like used it. Normally I don't. I just use my room mics. So my laugh has its own mic, essentially.
Oh, yeah. And you were sitting with Yumi, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, and Lauren and stuff. Yeah.
Was that the show that my friend was at that was heckling Sam Tonning? Or not heckling, but like calling out to him a lot?
Who hosted on yours? Was it Sam?
Sam hosted
that was the one.
Good thing they shut up for the show.
Yeah. Well, Sam did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He made it.
Because we just did the one show for your album. I think, didn't we?
It was two shows.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That was two shows.
Early and late. But most of it's from show number one.
Oh, man. That was definitely...
I've had that happen before where it's like, okay, I really need to get this joke. And then someone will be like, hey! Ugh. You know what's cool? It's like, what are you doing? Shut the fuck up.
That was the thing for Sam. I was like, oh no, not me, not my friends. Like,
yeah.
It's funny how in every Bill Burr special, someone heckles. And he points out, he's like, every fucking special!
Yeah, I've certainly invited people to a show before, and then they end up, like, talking, and you're like...
You know what's funny? Right, Jacob Samuel's album, his high school friend came and heckled.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. I guess if you're friends, you probably feel more entitled to, like...
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's not a real comedian, it's just my friend. Like,
it's so funny, too, because Jacob... Like, you'd be surprised that he loves destroying hecklers, because he's such a, like, you know, calm... You know, mousy kind of guy. He loves it. He waits for it. He's one of the guys that's ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
And so when this guy that was sitting on the side, like Jacob finished a joke and then the laughs died down, the guy went, ha ha, pretty funny. I was like, oh, here we go. And then Jacob's like, thanks, man. So anyway, it was like, whoa, he went easy on him. I found it was because it's high school friend.
Oh. I love that.
And then that guy also did... Ivan was hosting when Ivan was doing the end announcements after the show. That guy just went all the way through.
Ugh. Oh, why?
I don't know.
I invite someone to a comedy show, right? And and he's like, yeah, I'll come. Where's it at? I'm like, it's at the Comedy Mix. He's like, what time is the show? I'm like, yeah, go to the website. It's all on the, you know, he's like, well, how much are tickets? You know,
yeah.
Fucking question after question.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
time will you be on the stage?
I hate that one.
You're like, that's Jesus.
That's one people in bands always get.
And then you're like, I'm never inviting anyone ever again.
It's funny, too, because like playing in bands, doing a hometown show, you don't do it very often. You do it like once a year, maybe, like your own headlining show. And it's stressful because everybody wants fucking guest list. And people you never talk to want guest lists. People that you haven't talked to in a year since the last show you had in town will hit you up day of for guest lists. And a lot of people who make good money hit you up for guest lists too. It's like they just want to be like a VIP or
something
like
that. That's why they make good money is for that reason.
Yeah.
They got to get in free everywhere. That's how they save the money.
That's how they save the money. That's why they have so much money.
I hate people like that.
Yeah. I know.
I don't have... I don't have that problem. You know? What a blessing.
Having too much money?
No, I mean, like, if people hit me up for, like, guest list or whatever. It's like, just please come to the show.
But the cool thing about comedy, though, is that there's kind of a built-in audience that will just come see comedy. You know what I mean? So, like, every show I've seen you at has had a good crowd.
Well. Yeah. Not always the case, I can tell you.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of wacky spots.
Wait a second. I just remembered... I think maybe you were there. It was after Mark Norman did Yuck Yucks. We all went to Kino, and the guy who owns Kino made the comics all do 5 minutes, but there's no audience.
Oh.
So it was just us five people.
Oh. he made them how?
Yeah, so Sam Tonning did went up and did time, and it was like...
Oh.
It was like so weird.
On a Saturday or
But it was 3 a.m. or something. Like there was no reason to do comedy at that point. And he was like, come on, I turned the mics on, just do it. Steve, I think is his name. It was like all right. He went up, did his thing, everybody he's looking at the five of us. It was so awkward for him. And then Hanok went up and did the same thing.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's nice, though.
His own friends heckle him. That's all that happened.
Yeah. See, that's when you heckle.
Yeah, that's when you can heckle. When Hanok's on stage, you heard it here. Yeah. Okay. All right, Stuart. Well, happy album release.
Yeah.
Stoked it's finally coming out. We had to postpone it because of the fucking COVID thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
supposed to come out like so long ago. So thanks for being patient about that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. It seems like... Is anything going to be relevant on the album, though?
Well,
not talking about coronavirus. Like 2020 has been such a long year already, you know?
I think it's a breath of fresh air that there's not going to be a bunch of corona stuff on there, to be honest.
Maybe, but...
The only way it's going to not feel fresh is if the person who listens only listens to pizza comedy, because there's plenty of that.
Yeah. Lots of great wordplay.
I love your wordplay. You actually
a
have
few,
some...
A few paraprosdikian witticisms. I know how much you like your paraprosdikian witticisms.
Everybody knows it about me.
What is that?
Paraprosdikian?
What is that?
It's a figure of speech. And it's I found it on Wikipedia.
Oh,
it's the blueprint of all comedy.
Oh yeah, you were talking about this.
All the different figures of speech, the schemes and the tropes. You know,
I like how dark your stuff.
A list of 90 of them or something. But paraprosdikian, sorry, paraprosdikian is when the second half of a sentence causes you to reinterpret the first half of it.
I like that.
Yeah. And so that's like...
Oh, I get it.
Tons of jokes are like that, right?
Right.
Anything that's like, you know, misdirection or things like that. So. Okay. And it's a fun word to say, Elliot.
But we're very good at it.
Paraprosdikian.
Paraprosdikian.
Well, me and Alexi both think you're smarter than us now. So.
But it's funny, like, I feel like you don't get credit for being like you have some really dark stuff, and I don't think...
It doesn't fit in anywhere, though. You can't be like, ah, here's a joke about death. Here's a joke about pizza. Here's a party. You know? Here's
those two go hand in hand, I think.
Yeah. Here's something about how we totally ignore homeless people. Yeah. And now here's...
I like your Tinder joke a lot.
Oh. Well, thank you.
You're, go listen to it on the album.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the Slice, August 24th.
By the Slice.
By the Slice.
Super exciting.
Thank you, Stuart.
You're welcome.